The latest technology.
The perfect must-have for every golfer.
The coolest trends.
Oh, gnarly!
Insight from the hottest talent and industry insiders.
Sometimes par is good enough to win.
The South Shore's only golf show on the radio.
This is Goldie Belt's Golf Live.
It's in the hole!
Here's your host, Liza Churchill.
Welcome to Goldie Bounce Golf. I'm your host, Liza Churchill. We're coming to you live from the lovely South Shore Studios of 95.9 WATD on this nice, brisk Halloween Eve. So I guess I'll wish everyone a happy Halloween. Larry, my producer, if you were not working, would you be dressed up for Halloween?
I am dressed up as Halloween. I'm a DJ and a professional board operations person.
A specialist. All right.
I could be a technician.
Oh, technician. Well, I've got a really special guest this evening, a local golf professional and the director of the Rockland Golf Course, Charlie Lanzetta. Charlie was inducted into the New England PGA Hall of Fame last night at the awards banquet at the Wellesley Country Club. So congratulations, Charlie.
Thank you, Liza, very much. It was a very, very enjoyable evening that my family and myself will remember for years to come.
Was there a lot of other stuff going on, too?
Yes, it was our annual awards dinner for the award recipients for the NEPGA. We had our Golf Professional of the Year. We had our Teacher of the Year. We had our Player of the Year. We have all of the different type of resort, private and public merchandisers rewards and educational reward, Junior Golf Leader reward, and basically the human resources reward that they were all honored last night.
Now, how does one get inducted into the NEPGA Hall of Fame? Are you voted in by your peers? Is that how it works?
Actually, there's a awards committee of past Hall of Fame members. I was nominated by 2001 inductee Tony Morosco, who's also my partner at Strawberry Valley Golf Course in Abington. And we do fill out all nomination information. And then from there, it goes to the Hall of Fame committee and the awards committee, who makes the final decision as to whether a person is inducted or not.
So you're a local Marshfield resident?
Yes, I am.
So you're giving out Halloween candy tonight in Marshfield?
Actually, my wife is. She's downstairs doing the Halloween greeting, and if you hear a dog in the background, it's a grand dog, so he's also doing some greeting tonight, too, so if there's a bark, it's a friendly bark.
I got to the station, and there was no Halloween candy anywhere.
Uh-huh.
So do you guys have some good candy there?
Well, yes, we do. Why don't you come on down after the show?
On my way home, I'll stop by.
Absolutely, we got plenty.
Well, you know local Marshfield resident Jeff Sisk?
Very well. As a matter of fact, I watched Jeff grow up in high school, where he went to Temple for college golf, and then he worked at Marshfield Country Club for Jimmy D for a while, and then he was trying to pursue his career, and he spent one summer with me at Rockland Golf Course, helping in our junior golf program and helping around the golf shop, and then his success went on the tour, and now he's still out there and working hard to win every week and maintain a position out there.
He played in the Nationwide Tour Championship, which wrapped up today at Daniel Island. He finished 52nd out of 60, but I'm pretty sure it gets him into the third stage of PGA Tour qualifying school. He's exempted into the third stage.
Well, that's important to get into that stage, because that gives him some breathing room to, he doesn't have to worry about stage one, stage two, and now he's just focused on what he really needs to do, and hopefully he'll be successful. I've known Jeffrey, like I said, for years, and he is a grinder. He's a worker, and it would be really, really good to see him get back out there.
I think so, too. And also New England native Rob Oppenheim played today. He finished tied 11th, so he's doing well out there on the Nationwide, too. He should be into the third stage of Q School, too, so hopefully they'll get their cards.
That would be nice. It would be, it would be good for, Massachusetts golf, always good for New England golf when, we can watch someone from our area on tour and hopefully competing successfully and winning some money. It makes really a good situation for the golfing community, especially around here.
Getting back to Strawberry Valley Golf Course, one of our news reporters, Steve Dodrell, plays there all the time, and I know that he got a hole-in-one. Larry, do you know what course? I'm not sure if it was Strawberry Valley, but he got a hole-in-one this year.
Did you know if it was on a par four? We had one gentleman get a hole-in-one on one of our par fours, which is a pretty good feat right there.
Well, the funny thing is he hung the newspaper article up on the newsroom door, so my producer Larry's going to look at it.
Okay.
But he talks about Strawberry Valley all the time on the air. He loves it there.
Well, that's nice, and we really appreciate that. It's our second year there, and we're working very hard to make sure that the golf course is in good shape, and the you know our patrons and members that are there are treated properly. And you know our main purpose is to make sure that everybody enjoys the round of golf, whether it be the Valley as we call it or Rockland. It's important that the South Shore golfing community be treated as such, because they can go anywhere they want now if they want to go play, and we certainly want to keep our patrons and members with us. And I know that our products are very good, and I think our service is, you know, we try to keep it the level of the bar high all the time.
I've heard great things about both of your courses, and the Rockland Golf Course, it was built in 1964.
That's correct.
Can you tell me a little bit about the course?
Yes. Actually, it's the longest par 3 golf course, or actually what I like to call it is a par 54 golf course, because it may consist of all par 3 holes, but the total par is 54. It's longest east of the Mississippi. It's definitely one of the longest in the top 3 in the country. We research it. You know, there's a lot of golf courses that are par, you know, they'll have different pars on it, but Rockland has its own little niche in it. It is a par 54, and we have within it a beginner golf course, which we call the Red Course at Rockland, and our ladies' golf course is a separate. Actually, it's a par 60 golf course for the ladies because of the USGA regulations for lengths of par fours on holes, and we are within that, you know, length to call it a par 60 golf course. But Rockland itself is noted throughout as probably one of the premier par 54 golf courses, especially east of the Mississippi. And I know that we've competed with a par 54 golf course in California. Don't really know the name, but we would go out and, you know, make one hole maybe 15 yards longer and make another hole 10 yards longer to pick up 25 yards. So it was really fun to do the expansion, although we don't have a lot of room to expand, but we just got creative in some of our things.
So I know that you do a lot of charity golf events there as well.
We do. Over the years, we've had several tournaments that would come to be involved in fundraisers. We just finished one the first week in October. Our Susan B. Komen breast cancer. We had a very successful day. My wife, who was a coordinator, they raised well over $7,500, and it was just a marvelous thing for breast cancer. And we have a couple other families that come in to do things for deceased relatives as far as scholarship-type grants, and then we have a few others that basically are just trying to help the community. Rockland Kiwanis helps, had a tournament there to help the community of Rockland. But we try to definitely keep the benefit factor going for all the areas, because it's important to give back.
You've also raised over $467,000 for the Boston Children's Hospital over the years?
Yes, we have. It started in, my daughter, when she was 18 months old, was diagnosed there with Bell's palsy. And if our viewers know what Bell's palsy is, at 18 months old, she had the right side of her face was totally paralyzed, and she couldn't smile. It was an experience that Nikki's mom and I, we really didn't know what happened. And into the Children's Hospital she went, and it was the greatest experience for us to walk out of Children's Hospital knowing that in 10 weeks the Bell's palsy was going to be gone, and Liza, in 10 weeks it was. So what we did was we started a benefit for it, and actually now we're running a benefit for a free membership that will raise $2,000 for the Boston Children's Hospital and some other donations that we'll get. So I think we're going to hopefully get up to about $475,000, and our goal is to go to $500,000. And if we can make $500,000 for Children's Hospital, I'm going to be very grateful. But we're taking it slow and easy. It's tough with the times, but I'll take a dollar at a time. I know we're going to get there.
Oh, that's great, all the work you do. For those listeners on the South Shore, you can log on to Rockland Golf Club at rocklandgolfcourse.com. Find out more information about the charity event. Tell me, Charlie, about your extensive work with junior golfers. I know your program has over 800 students a season.
That's correct, Liza. I grew up in golf started when I was about 7 years old, and I had a great golf professional who ran a little junior golf program. There was about eight of us that grew up at this little nine-hole golf course, Western Massachusetts in Munson, Mass. And I used to look forward to going to lessons and, like, you know, look forward to competing in our junior golf events, you know, look forward to competing in our club championships for the junior golfers at the clubs. And I really had a great experience growing up in golf. Golf wasn't my number one love. I really liked hockey and I really enjoyed it. But as it turned out, golf is my number one love right now. So what we do is we have four locations right now that we have our junior golf program at. We have one in here at Marshfield at Green Harbor. Manny Francis, the owner, we're there with our program every Monday for 6 weeks. Rockland, we have two sites. We lease space at the Harmon Clubs for our 10 and over children, and we run the 9 and unders, which is done by my daughter Nikki at Rockland, and we incorporated a couple years ago of Mike's class of 4 years old and 5 year olds, and we have a very extensive curriculum even for the 9 and under children. As we progress, we have 7 curriculums total that we teach. We have 21 instructors and PGA professionals, and then we have 7 or 8 what we call junior counselors who help with the registration, who helps with course setup, and we also have a junior golf tournament staff. On Thursdays, we have a junior golf tournament, and we average about 100 to 120 kids, and we run it just like a tour event. We have coordinator, which is my daughter. We have 2 starters. We have 2 young counselors that are on the golf course. We have scoring area. We do it just like any tour event or any event, junior event, that the kids would go out and play, whether it be the Callaway Tour that's run by the New England PGA or the AJGA down the road, which is the real good players that go out and compete, and then they become nationally ranked, and next thing you know, they're playing in the Junior Ryder Cup.
That's amazing experience, wonderful experience for the juniors.
It is, and, you know, our main goal, is we have 4 things that we really concentrate on, and the first is trust. We want to have the parents trust our program. And the second thing that we really stress is the fact that we want to create a bond between our program, the children, and the parents. And it's important. Also, the third thing that we bring up is the fact that we want to give each child the opportunity to play. Every child that comes in our program, we're going to get him to whatever level he wants to be. If he wants to be just a social golfer and have fun, perfect. If he wants to try to go on high school teams and move on, we can get there with them too. So that's the third thing, and the last thing we want to make sure is we tell all of our instructors that we want to make sure their experience, they have fun. And those are the 4 key points that we have for our goals in our junior golf program.
You're listening to Goldie Bounce Golf on 95.9 WATD. I'm your host, Liza Churchill. On the line with me is NEPGA Hall of Famer, Charlie Lanzetta. Charlie, we have a couple minutes left before I talk to my next guest. I wanted to talk about the fact that you're a USGA rules official as well. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, Liza, this is another side of the golf business, which I really, really enjoy, because when I'm able to work the events out there, I kind of take and put everything aside and then go right back into my tournament coordinator and rules official mode. I have been lucky enough to be on the PGA of America Rules Committee since 1985. And over the years, Liza, I've had the opportunity and experienced 65 majors that I have worked between the PGA Championship, the Senior PGA Championship. I've been to Augusta National 12 times, and I've worked a couple of the U.S. Senior Opens. And since 1991, I've been fortunate enough to be on the officiating staff for the United States when we do the Ryder Cup here in America.
So that must be incredible experience. Is there, like, one ruling that sticks out in your head that you had to make during competition and all that time? A major ruling?
Yes, I guess there's one that sticks out. It was 2003 at Augusta, and for those that know a little bit of tradition of Augusta, that was the year that they had no commercials because of the controversy with the lady in Texas. And so we were out there officiating, and we had some really bad weather. So actually, it was on the 7th hole at Augusta. I'm working. Tiger Woods goes by. Got no problem. I had a couple of little things going before that. And then the leader, Mike Weir, comes up, and he just hits it like 30 yards left into the woods, into a real abnormal ground condition area. And since there's no commercials and there's not much going on, I had the opportunity to see the red light in front of me for several minutes. And once we got the ruling squared away, he made a good shot out. He chipped it into the fairway. Then he hit it into the fairway, and he knocked it up close, and then he made a par. So, you know, not that I got an assist or anything, but I was involved with the champion at the year that he won the Masters.
And well, that's exciting. It makes it all worth it.
It is. And then I guess my other two experiences is being able to watch Mr. Palmer come up 18 at Augusta and on the next to the last hole of Jack Nicklaus's last round on the 17th hole. I had a ruling with Jack, and I guess those are three particular scenarios and situations.
Charlie, I want to thank you so much for calling in. For more information on Rockland Golf Club, you can go to rocklandgolfcourse.com. And congratulations again, Charlie.
Liza, and thank you for having me and giving me this opportunity this evening.
Anytime, Charlie, anytime. All righty, thank you. Starting next Sunday, November 6th, golf strength and conditioning coach Michelle Anderson will be starting a 13-week fitness program here on Goldie Bounce Golf. Michelle is the owner of Pilates Plus of Cape Cod in Dennis. You can check her website out at pilatesplusofcapecod.com. Each week, you can hear a new exercise that she's going to be airing on my show. Then you can see them performed on video. We're going to have the videos on Michelle's YouTube page at Pilates Plus of Cape Cod, or you can go to my WATD, Goldie Bounce Golf, page and see them. I have a blog, goldiebouncegolf.com, or my Goldie Bounce Golf Facebook fan page. So it's going to be a really interactive and fun program designed to strengthen your core body muscles, which is amazing for golf. You can also contact Michelle through her website for information on her private and semi-private training rates and classes. The holidays are coming fast upon us, and now is the time to start your winter golf fitness routine. Next up is Michelle Anderson. She chats with me about the launch of her 13-week golf strength and conditioning program with Goldie Bounce Golf. Happy Halloween, Michelle.
Happy Halloween.
So, Michelle, welcome. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Really good.
Hey.
So I'm really excited for the kickoff of the Goldie Bounce Golf Pilates Plus golf conditioning segment we're going to be doing here for the next 13 weeks.
Yes, thank you. It's really going to be great. I think we're going to start with a couple exercises each week, stretches and exercises, really focusing on the muscles to strengthen and improve the golf swing. Now, these are golf conditioning movements and exercises with Pilates as the base. We'll start with the two exercises. You'll practice the few exercises until you have them mastered and have them perfect. And then you'll get the next few exercises and you'll add that to your program. And so by the end of the 13 weeks, you're going to have an hour or so of exercises that you can practice at home in the off season to keep your muscle strength up and your flexibility for your golf in the spring.
In the videos, are we going to say how many reps you have to do? I don't know if the reps is the right word, but of each exercise, how many, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. It is repetitions.
All right.
Yeah. We'll explain all of that and modifications if need be for any injuries that might be out there.
It's been said that the golf swing is one of the worst things you can do for your back and your body. Do you think it would help for some people that may have some previous back or golf injuries?
Yes. Coming from injury, I recognize injuries and the movements needed to help. Golfing in particular is rotational exercise and it's always one direction. So a lot of the muscles get overworked on one side and not worked on the other. So we work on balancing that out and correcting for posture as well.
Core strengthening, that helps with overall balance, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. The core strengthening is basically your abdominals, your hip muscles, your glutes, where all your strength comes from. So once you have your core strong, your back's going to stay strong and healthy, and it's just going to allow the rotation to go even further.
Tell me a little bit about the stretching aspect of golf conditioning.
Really, that's where the Pilates comes in, because every movement that we do is stretching as we strengthen, which gives you the long, supple muscle.
We can use the towels or the belts to help stretch as well.
Absolutely. Trying to stretch your hamstrings, getting the low back stretched, we'll definitely use belts to help with that. A lot of people can't touch their toes, so you don't...
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, you don't have to be flexible to do these movements. It's to improve your flexibility from wherever you're at. You can start off really poor like I did. You're going to get better if you do the stretches. So a lot of people are intimidated by these movements. They feel
definitely.
Like, well, I can't do Pilates. I'm not flexible enough. But that's the whole point. You want to get more flexible. You want to be more flexible. You're going to feel so much better.
Well, the basic thing is to just start somewhere and start little steps at a time, because it is intimidating to start a new exercise routine. And you know, Michelle, the holidays are coming.
They are coming.
It's easier not to go outside.
It sure is.
Speaking of which, do you think that, you know, coming up into fall golf here and some really nice days in the winter, people can still get out and golf? How does weather have a factor in the golf swing if it's cold out?
Oh, I'm sure people listening will know, if they have golfed in the cold, cold muscles do not move very well. Warm muscles do. So stretching and warming up the body is going to be a huge benefit to the winter golfing.
So the strength and conditioning program you're going to be giving to the golfers will really give them like a pre-golf and a post-golf routine, so they can stay injury-free and, you know, in this cold weather.
And always.
Because just because it's warm doesn't mean you're not going to get hurt.
You never know that one day you're just going to move funny and you can injure something. So keeping everything strong and flexible is going to help that.
Do you think it's like a build-up for something like that to happen, but we just don't know we're doing the wrong movements? Or
absolutely. Once you learn how to use the body correctly and you practice using the body, it becomes natural. So you don't do things incorrectly. Just picking up your golf bag out of the trunk of your car, for instance, or putting it on the golf cart, or you're going to learn how to do it right and never run into those problems.
So Pilates is used by a lot of golf professionals on tour, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it's used by all sorts of athletic professionals these days: football, baseball, skating, swimming, Cirque du Soleil, and golf professionals.
Because it keeps flexibility and movement. Is that one of the big reasons?
Absolutely. It keeps the muscles long and lean and flexible. To do these movements and these exercises, it's going to be pretty simple and very functional. If you wanted to, you could purchase a fitness ball, an exercise ball, maybe some light weights up to 5 pounds maximum. You can use very similar things at home. You can use belts first to help with some of the stretches. So we're going to try to keep it pretty simple so that everybody and anybody can do it.
I think the video aspect of the exercises that we're going to talk about on air is going to add a really great dimension to the workout program that people are going to be doing. That helps to be able to see clearly how to do the exercises.
I agree. Just hearing it isn't always enough for people. You need to see it to see exactly what I'm talking about, to understand the correct form. So it's wonderful that we'll have the video edition.
And people can play it again and again and again. I mean, I know.
Why not?
Having taken your classes, I'm like, what? How do I do that?
It's true. And you can just keep practicing the same things over and over again. It's only going to make you stronger and better, even if you're doing the same two exercises. So then we'll keep building on that. And eventually you'll know how to do up to maybe 25, 50 movements and stretches that are going to benefit you.
I know for me, I'll be in week 8 and I'll have forgotten how to do week 1. But having the videos online, you know, accessible 24/7, I can just go back and look at it. I thought I read somewhere that the Pilates method has been around for something like 90 years.
Yeah, it has been. Actually, Joseph Pilates, basically the founder of Pilates, and he started the first Pilates studio in New York City. And it was kind of a secret. It was ballerinas and dancers and the elite that he trained and worked with. And they really did keep it a secret until, unfortunately, his passing. And once he passed, he didn't leave his studio or Pilates. It was never copyrighted or anything. So he didn't leave it to anyone. So it became general
right.
knowledge. And so all the people that he had trained all of a sudden branched out and started doing their own Pilates studios and training, and now it's worldwide.
Pretty much exploded in the past couple years.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Michelle, what type of golfing clients have you worked with?
Mostly I work with recreational golfers. That's what I see the most of. I have worked with a few professional golfers, local professional golfers. They all swear by the program, and you know, they tell it to everybody that they know they should be, you know, doing it, and here's everyone's chance to start at home.
You've had golfers come back to you and say that they definitely hit the ball longer,
straighter and farther. And sometimes it's after 1 week. It can be almost immediate for some people.
That's amazing. exercise really has that much to do with your golf swing and your golf game.
Well, you know, I think it does, because when you do the exercise, you're thinking about the golf game. So the mind plays a big role in it.
I'm thinking like way back in the day when the golfers were kind of heavy set, and now, you know, LPGA and PGA on tour are in amazing shape.
They look great.
Now, Goldie Bounce Golf airs here on WATD, which is on the south shore of Boston, Michelle. I know that Pilates Plus of Cape Cod is located in Dennis on the Cape, but I know that you take a lot of private clients and you also travel.
You can come in-house for private sessions, or I can come to you, whatever works. Just go to my website, send me a message, contact me through there, or call me directly, and we'll set something up.
And you can make special programs for anyone. You're flexible to creating a workout program for someone.
Exactly.
I know that you have clients that you send videos to in other parts of the country as part of your personal training.
It's a new idea I had, actually. One of my clients this summer winters in Mexico and really wanted to take the Pilates with her. So I decided the best way is to take me with her, video form. So with all the internet tools that we have now, we can make videos, post them places. You can make them private. There's all different ways of doing it. And they can call me when they want a new video, get a new video out there. I think it's a lot of fun, and I think it's a great way to get a lot of people healthy.
I think so too. I know it's a huge trend on the PGA Tour. A lot of the trainers can't travel with the tour players and email them videos every week.
It really is. You know, if you're doing the same thing over and over again, the body gets used to it. You got to switch it up every once in a while.
I know that you also have a YouTube channel aside from, you know, sending clients their own personal workout video.
And my YouTube channel is Pilates Plus of Cape Cod.
All right. So that's awesome. Everyone can just log on there and keep getting new exercises. Well, Michelle, I want to thank you so much for coming on. And I am so excited to start the Goldie Bounce Golf Pilates Plus of Cape Cod 13-week golf conditioning program with you.
And I want to thank you. This is going to be such a great experience for me as well. I look forward to each week.
Take care.
You too.
Tune in to Goldie Bounce Golf Live, heard every Sunday night at 6:30 exclusively on 95.9 WATD.